Welcome back to the Make Time for Success podcast. I'm Dr. Christine Lee, and this is episode number 80. I've been thinking a lot lately about what exactly I like to teach and why I'm teaching in the first place. And I've decided that the things I like to teach most are productivity and mindset. I like to link the two together, basically showing people that the way to change your productivity is to change your habits and to change your ideas about yourself so that the change you bring about is really deep. When we change things at an identity level, things tend to stick. So instead of lapsing back into old habits of procrastination, we get to keep our new improved habits when we link productivity and change to a new sense of who we are as people, as ourselves. So I thought I would share with you a few of my deep thoughts about these topics in this episode. I hope you enjoy what I put together. Let's go to the episode now. Hi, I'm Dr. Christine Lee, and I'm a psychologist and a procrastination coach. I've helped thousands of people move past procrastination and overwhelm so they could begin working to their potential. In this podcast, you're going to learn powerful strategies for getting your mind, body, and energy to work together so that you can focus on what's really important and accomplish the goals you want to achieve. When you start living within your full power, you're going to see how being productive can be easy and how you can create success on demand. Welcome to the Make Time for Success podcast. Today, I thought we'd have a little bit of a conversation about manifesting what you want in your life and also figuring out your relationship to your life and to the change that happens inside your life. It's a little bit of a philosophical episode, and I hope you enjoy it. All right. The first thought that I wanted to share with you is that it's very important to understand and accept, I believe, that everything in life changes. Everything is changing and everything changes. We age, we learn, and then we change. We get brokenhearted sometimes, hopefully not all the time, but we change from those experiences quite deeply, I think. We then heal from those experiences that change us, and that is also a change. We venture out of our comfort zone. That is always, in some ways, a dramatic way that we change ourselves. We decide that we can tolerate risk, that we are excited about risk, that we are interested in traveling to new zones in our own lives, or to actual new zones in the world with actual travel. And another way that we know that change happens all the time is that we see the birth of life and we also see the loss of life. Death happens before and after birth, and it's this constant cycle, which we all know, but sometimes we feel like we want to deny, we want to push away these realities. But I do think for this particular episode, I would love for you to just embrace the idea that everything changes. Everything is like a river flowing, never still, just always moving and changing. The second thought that I would like to share with you today is that we need to remember in this experience of constant change that we are agents of change all the time. So we're not only witnessing the change, the birth, the death, the growth of the flowers, the experience of watching people learn things, but we are also very powerful creators of change. And I think we all know that deep down inside. We know that from a very early stage, perhaps as soon as we are born, because when we utter something, when we cry, when we feel something, there's a response in our world to come meet that. And that's a very early experience that we are very powerful creators of change. And now I want to shift to talking about our mindset. So we have the experience that everything changes. We have the reality that we are powerful agents of change. But then we have the idea of our mindset. And I'm going to borrow from the author and professor Carol Dweck from her book, Mindset, when I talk about the two types of mindset that she focused on, the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. And loosely explained, the fixed mindset is one where the person sees traits as stable and unchanging. And that might look like something like, I'm not good at math. I'm just not good at math. That statement implies that the person believes that they are not good at math and that no amount of effort is really going to turn them into someone who's good at math. So that's an example, a typical example of a fixed mindset. The other type of mindset is a growth mindset. And as you can imagine, that's kind of the different kind of mindset where the person feels like, oh, these are skills that can be acquired. They can be improved upon. They are learnable. So things like different skills, different capabilities, different interests, all of these things are flexible and learnable and improvable. So now that I've taught you those two types of mindset, I'm going to shift to another thought. And that is to challenge you to think for yourself, what kind of mindset do I hold in my heart typically? And I do believe that we all sometimes have a fixed mindset about things and sometimes have a growth mindset about things. But I want you to examine for yourself, how do I think about things? How do I think about my own skills? What do I think about the skills of other people around me? Is there room for some change? And then I want to challenge you to think, if you eliminated the concept of being stuck, of having a fixed mindset, what would come through for you? And I think that's where we find all the good, juicy stuff, the stuff that you want to manifest in your life, the stuff that is causing you to feel things, the stuff that is cropping up in your dreams, the stuff that you daydream about, the stuff that might be hiding deep inside your to-do list, the part of you that gets irritable about things. That might be a clue that there's something that you're really wanting in your life that you're striving for. So maybe you're irritable that things aren't just so. Maybe you're craving a tidier home. Maybe somebody is irritating you. Maybe you're craving something that that person's representing, maybe what they have for themselves or how they conduct themselves. Maybe that's something that you're wanting for yourself. And that irritability, instead of being like a drain and a frustration for you, is actually a signal that you're giving to yourself that this is something that you want for yourself. So when we take all of these thoughts and put them together, it's really this kind of magical setup for each of us to figure out what we want to manifest, what we want to do in our lives, what we want to change in our lives so that our lives are better, so that we feel better, so that we maximize what we are able to do in our lives, so that we can reach towards a feeling of success, which we tend to enjoy, I think. I think that's maybe a global fact that we all enjoy that feeling of being accomplished and having what we want and succeeding at what we've tried. All right, now I want to shift to another tip or thought. And that is that now that you know that everything changes and we're potent creators of change, and that there are two different types of mindset, and that we can move towards a growth mindset as best as we can to manifest what we want in our lives, I want to talk about the concept of active hopefulness. And active hopefulness for me is saying that I'm going to decide what I want to bring into my life, what I want to see change, what I want to act upon the world for. What do I want to do with my skills, my power, my ingenuity, my talents, my intelligence? You're going to invest that in something that you're going to hope for. And so that's that active hopefulness. It involves the decision. It involves the effort. It involves the determination, and it involves the hope. So you're going to experience it in your mind, in your heart, in your feelings, and even in your current life, even though it hasn't quite fully transpired. The wish is there, but you haven't really figured out all the different details about how you want it to look or how it's going to come to you, depending on what kind of goal you have. So when I was drafting this episode, what came to mind for me was when we are encouraging babies to take their first steps, the first thing that you would do is to clear the space for the baby to walk safely and to for the baby to know that it is safe to try this on their own, that we are there for them as soon as they try this new miraculous motion. And I think it's the same thing for when we want to manifest things, that we want to clear the space right away. We want to make sure there's room to see the possibility of movement. We want to make sure that we have support in whatever form we can get it, that we feel safe inside. But we also know that it may be time now to take the leap, to take the step, to envision a new possibility that we can move and be in dramatically different ways in the world. So remember that image the next time you might be feeling anxious or worried about taking a big new step. Remember that you never know what it's like to take a step until you take that risk. So create the safe space, make it big, make it clear and clean, get the support that you might need and have around you, and then take that risk, because we're change agents. Everything changes, and we really grow from change too. Change is not for nothing. Change is how things are supposed to be. That's all I have to say about this conversation about how to manifest things that you want in your life. I hope this worked for you. I hope it made you think about what you could get yourself out of, maybe could get you out of your comfort zone, maybe it could get you out of a feeling that, oh, I'm not good at X, Y, or Z. Maybe it could get you into a new relationship with yourself or with another person. Maybe it could change a relationship that you have with someone important to you. It could launch you into something that you want. And I hope it succeeds. I have active hopefulness for you. That's why I put these thoughts together for this episode. Now I have one more note, and that is that when we're manifesting things, it's oftentimes not about the thoughts that we're having about the things that we want, because these are things that haven't happened yet. So we can't really know exactly how things are going to be, what they're going to look like, what they're going to sound like. But we can use our feelings to get ourselves in the mood, literally get ourselves in the mood for the thing that we want in the future. So use your feelings, use that excitement, use that hopefulness to generate that happy feeling that you expect you're going to have when everything that you want comes to you. Enjoy using these tips in your own life today. Let me know how you were affected by this episode. I would love to hear what you manifest in your own life. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Make Time for Success podcast. If you enjoyed what you've heard, you can subscribe to make sure you get notified of upcoming episodes. You can also visit our website, MakeTimeForSuccessPodcast.com, for past episodes, show notes, and all the resources we mention on the show. Feel free to connect with me over on Instagram too. You can find me there under the name Procrastination Coach. Send me a DM and let me know what your thoughts are about the episodes you've been listening to. And let me know any topics that you might like me to talk about on the show. I'd love to hear all about how you're making time for success. Talk to you soon.